Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Grimm, G-R-I-M-M, 2271. Date of visit is 9-3-2025. Date of birth is 2-2-71. This is a 53-year-old woman on hospice with history of COPD, period. Patient is being evaluated for face-to-face evaluation today, period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient is currently in her 17th benefit period, extending from 7/27/25 to 9/24/25. Patient continues to lose weight. Patient continues to eat very little. Patient is now total and completely bedbound. She has weakness, contractures, miss mostly on the left side. Requires help with all ADL. Eats very little, childlike appetite, with 20% of eating 20% of her meals. Patient's KPS is at 30%. LMAC was 37 at the last evaluation. Is now continues to be at 37. Patient's vital signs were as follow: 110 over 68, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, or 2 side 93% on room air. Patient continues to show evidence of weight loss, even the MAC, LMAC is remaining the same. Patient is disoriented, most likely related to her COPD, hypoxemia, and dementia. ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Has had a history of urinary tract infection most recently. Which was treated with ciprofloxacin with good response. Patient has increased confusion. Other comorbidities includes chronic kidney disease, hemiplegia, related to CVA, left-sided paralysis, sleep apnea, gastroesophageal reflux, sleep apnea, which is not a problem with the significant weight loss, gastroesophageal reflux, anxiety disorder, weight loss related to causing protein calorie malnutrition, depression, chronic heart failure, and pulmonary hypertension. Patient has bouts of aspiration, period. Patient is mostly oriented to person. Patient has a history of chronic edema related to right-sided heart failure, which is treated with diuretics, loop diuretics, both Bumix and Lasix. Patient is on, her COPD is bad enough for her to be on continuous oxygen at 2 liters, requiring NIP treatments on a regular basis as well. Patient's TruSat is on 2 liters at 95%. Please put that in there. If I said something else, change it. Vital signs otherwise are stable blood pressure 110 over 78. Overall prognosis remains poor, continues to decline as far as her breathing and her COPD is concerned. Most likely with less than 6 months to live. Thank you.